Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hosh Galvanis, iyi akşamlar. And well, they said it couldn't be done. I've actually got nine people into this tiny studio this afternoon, ready for a 10 lira vinyl extravaganza. So a big warm welcome, please. I'm going to go around the room in no particular order. Dan,
hello.
Hello, Doe.
Hi.
Deniz.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Jan.
Hello, hello.
Jenny.
Hello.
Cheatham.
Hey there.
And we've got birthday boy Joe.
Hello.
And we've got Archie.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, so you're all, couldn't it? I mean, we can't physically move anywhere. So we're going to start off with the first choice. And because it's actually Joe's birthday today, so a quick happy birthday for Joe, please.
Happy birthday,
Joe.
Thank you.
Oh God! How old are you now? 24.
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant. And there was this sort of "Izzy, isn't he going to turn up?" vibe sort of pervading the whole show today.
Yeah, there was a bit of drama.
And you were in Poland, I think, till about 10 o'clock this morning, something like that.
Yeah.
That was a bit dramatic for you.
Yeah. So it was a last-minute dash to the radio station via a Sahaf shop.
See, people literally have flown in to be on this show. It's quite an honour to behold. Goodness me. Now, your choice is Johnny Guitar. Would you like to tell me where you came across this particular piece of vinyl?
It was in a Sahaf shop in Besiktas.
Wow.
As you do.
Yeah.
When you come back from an international flight.
So you got it after your international flight thing?
Yeah.
Good grief. And anything that sort of drew your attention to it, made you sort of want to pick it up and kiss it?
Well, if you remember the last Five Lira Vinyl show, yeah. I chose a song called Johnny Johnny.
I do remember that.
So I'm sticking with the theme.
That's good. So like 18 months ago nearly, we did that, and you're going with the Johnny theme.
Yeah.
So I think this probably delivers better than the Johnny Johnny that you got before. And I've got Archie that's sat in here with me with his finger on the big rectangle that's going to make it go. So Archie, if you please. And then I'll go like that and it'll be on. Thank you. That was lovely. Here's something quite strange while we cue the next record up, because we've only got one turntable. That was Dennis doing some vocal exercises. Oh, just to pull that down. Hello, Dennis. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. And is it the first time you've been on the radio?
Yeah, the first time.
Wow. That's just beautiful. I mean, I wish I could be you and I've never been on the radio before.
It's really exciting to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. And you've chosen a marvellous choice, in fact. And you got this afternoon, I think?
Yeah, I got it from a surf shop in Taksim just this afternoon, mm-hmm. like an hour ago. And
did it smell of tobacco at all, the surf shop?
Not really.
Yeah, brown on the walls and that sort of thing. Lots of rubbish lying around.
I don't know, I hadn't noticed.
And what was it that drew you to this piece of 5-lira vinyl?
Well, I gotta say it's mostly the cover, because it's like purple and pink on top, and then there's like this man and this woman dancing on it, and then it said "Bump Me, Baby." So it's, I'm really curious about what's going to be like.
It certainly looks like a piece of 5-lira vinyl, and pretty awesome, I've got to say. But well chosen. And have you ever heard this song in your life?
No, I've never heard the artist, or like, I have no idea what it's going to be like.
Well, neither have we. So this is the first time this record's probably been played since like 1976 or something like that. So Archie, if you please. Oh, you see, it's just the suspense waiting for that thing to come crashing in, and when it does, oh, it's fading in. There we are, lovely. Well, I don't know about you. I think after that awesome performance, can we just have a rousing chorus of the sort of main standard of that song, please? 1, 2, 3. Woo! That was awesome. Dennis, your vinyl finding skills are well beyond any of us, really. And Jan, we're going to cue yours up now. So just all while right. you're queuing it up, do you want to tell us a little bit about the? Well, it's got quite an interesting cover, this one.
Yeah, so I found it in Akma Passage in Kadikoy. And, well, basically, it's two long-haired blokes in a kitchen, and one of them is washing his friend's feet with what looks like some vinegar.
Yeah. So, what makes you think it's vinegar? Is it brown?
Yeah, it's brown and coloured, actually. So,
show that. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I see
it.
What you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it on my phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, the title is Schobert and Black. Mein einziger Freud, so ist mein Leben. So, what did that mean again?
I think it's so
my
ist mein.
Go on. Such as my life.
There you go, there you go.
But is the main title Mein Einziger Freund, or is it, I thought the B-side was So Ist Mein Leben. Am I right there? That looks a bit like a B-side listed on there, doesn't it?
It could be that. It could be that, yeah. I'm not sure, actually. I just picked it up because the cover was really weird, and that's it, really.
Well, I think you said yourself, and I like the fact they've got a toilet roll on a pink ribbon as well on here.
That's the sort of like cherry on the cake, isn't it?
It is. I mean, as you said to me just before the show, it's got the potential to be a real corker, or it's got the potential to be absolutely goddamn awful.
Yeah. So, yeah, in advance, I'm already going to apologise to the listeners of Atric Radio. This is either going to be absolutely great or absolutely bollocks.
Well, Istanbul, if you please, put your ears back and present your, I don't know, nostrils to Schobert and Black and Mein Einziger Freund.
Menschen gehen an mir vorüber. Menschen sehen mich nicht. Meine Tage werden trüber, nirgendwo ist Licht. Einer nur hält mir die Treue, einer hält die Wacht. Dass er, ach, mein Herz erfreue, in der tiefen Nacht. Meine Ziel und das ist mein Fußpilz. Er bleibet bei mir, er bleibet bei mir. So wie früher. Ist es nicht mehr, alles ändert sich. Ach, die Welt hat kein Gesicht mehr und ich fürchte mich. Hin und fort sind meine Freunde, sind in Übersicht. Doch einer sah mich, wie ich weinte und blieb in der Nähe. Und das ist mein Fußpilz, er ist meine Zier. Und das ist mein Fußpilz, er bleibet bei mir, er bleibet bei mir. Mensch kann oft gemein sein, er gibt wieder sich.
und kann doch ein großes Schwein sein. Es ist widerlich, haha. Einer nur spielt kein Theater, gibt sich, wie er ist. Drum bin ich ihm wie ein Vater, der ihn nie vergisst. Und das ist mein Fußpilz, er ist meine Ziel. Und das ist mein Fußpilz, er bleibet bei mir, er bleibet bei mir. Das ist mein Fußpilz, er ist meine Ziel. Und das ist mein Fußpilz, er bleibet bei mir. Und das ist mein Fußpilz,
er Jan. Ist meine Ziel. Jan.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, glad you liked it.
Yeah,
Tim.
Do you have any other reactions around the room to that one?
I don't know, what do you think, guys?
It's very deep and meaningful. Much more than the, almost as much as the previous song. Lyrically wise.
I'm not sure if it matches the cover of the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, it did the cover, I've got to say, was more sort of, I was expecting some Deutsche cosmic music. That was, I don't know, Deutsche puddle music, really.
Yeah.
Sort of befitting of the bath of vinegar that he's washing his foot in. You can actually smell the sweat on that foot just from that photo. It's just absolutely awesome. Now, the next one, I did promise via satellite, we've got Georgia. And when I say by satellite, there is a sort of delay, I think, of a couple of days from this satellite. This satellite was in Maslak, and the signal's just about got here. I think it's just at the traffic lights. So just before it comes, here's some music.
So lately I've been buying records that have been purely based on price, and this past May it was my birthday and a friend and I decided to go to Amsterdam, and we went to a record shop that I had looked up, and I was really searching. I wanted to buy something cheap because I don't like to spend a lot on my records, and my budget was €1, but I couldn't find anything under 5. And there were 4 records that were €5 that I selected. And I decided on this one that you're going to hear now because of the album cover. It's a bit grotesque, but kind of pretty at the same time. There's a person with wires coming out, and I don't know, it's kind of Renaissance-esque. So yes, I hope you enjoy, and...
What's your favorite radio station, Georgia?
Atik Radio 94.9!
We'll go with that for the speed. think we're alright for 45.
Okay, we're not sure what speed that was supposed to be at.
Sounded good.
What do you guys think?
That was good.
Best
yet. 45.
Was it?
That was 45, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. All right.
Do you think it was better at 33?
I don't know. When you slowed it down, it was sort of like bad trip kind of speed. But I think it's good that you've kept it fast, you know?
Okay. What was that anyhow?
That was Last Crime.
Last Crime.
Metatic modified, and it was called Violated Fields.
That was called Violated Fields.
Have you ever had your field violated?
Not
me. And okay, so what we got coming up next was actually when I was in America, I grabbed a brown paper bag of a lot of 45s.
Quite literally.
There was like I think $3.99 for them. And the next one, I think, what do they call it? It's called, it's on a label called Style Craft, and the band's called Style Crafters. So, and I think it's called In Your Horse or In Your House or what are we
on Your House.
On Your House.
Yeah. It's a bit of either a typo or some very creative titling.
Within Your Own. It's kind of like, yeah.
And it's definitely on 45 RPM.
This is 45.
Okay. Enjoy.
Contentment
today and every day. And may the happiness there pervade each house on the street. And may the gladness you
This is a dirge version. That was the Starcrafters from what year was that?
That was 1919.
It was 1919. Yeah, it sounded like 1919. You had it. There was the 45 version, which I don't know about you guys. It sounded too fast to me.
Yeah.
So we only had the dirge version. I don't know about you, Gart, but I think it's time we had a soap opera. Anybody else feel a soap opera coming on?
Yeah.
Hello, and my name's Graham Parsons. No, not that Graham Parsons that died in the desert in 1973, but the Graham Parsons that does the Sahaf Challenge. Yes, folks, what we do for the Sahaf Challenge is give two of our lovely teams a box of 1,000 records of considerable mid-price value, and we get them to sell them, they've got to sell them, mind, for as little as possible. And well, I think you'll agree that it's quite a groundbreaker in terms of game shows. In fact, you might call it the vinyl frontier. So let's go meet the teams. First, the blue team. Hello, blue team. Right, well, I've got Tower.
Hello.
And Vinyl Val.
You're right.
Tower, it's quite an unusual name.
Yeah, me dad were a Mission fan, so he called me Tower of Strength, but Tower is a little bit more credible when I'm in any kind of competition.
And Vinyl Val, what a name.
Yeah, me friend me daddy had a record shop, but he was a bit of a joker sort of thing. A bit windy out here, isn't it?
You got any funny anecdotes, Vinyl Val?
Yeah, the bloody clown. One day some bloke came in and said, "Where have you got by the doors?" He said, "A bucket of water and a fire extinguisher."
Oh, that's lovely. Right, well, let's go meet the red team. All right, red team, we've got Kimberly and Brian. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
And hello, Brian.
How do?
And Kimberly, it says that you've made Brian get rid of his extensive record collection.
Well, yes, that's right, Graham. I said to him, "You've got to get rid of all your records. It's my decision, and that's vinyl."
Yeah, bet that didn't go down too well with you, did it, Brian?
Ha, ha, ha.
Right, well, let's not mince words. Here's your boxes. It's one for you, blue team, and one for you, red team. It's 1,000 records in each, and you've got to get rid of them for the lowest possible common denominator. We'll meet you back here a year next Thursday. But for now, 3, 2, 1. Let's go and flog some cheap vinyl. Right, well, we're 3 months down the line, and I'm just going to pay a visit to the shops and look at the strategies of the two teams. So first, I'm in the blue team's shop. Hello, Tower. Hello, Vinyl Val. How's it going?
Well, slowly we're getting down this pile. What I do is get a vinyl out and give it a good kick in across the floor. Like, yeah, a few times, tip it over. Make it look used, basically, because at the minute, I mean, these has got, like, picture covers and stuff. And, like, I mean, somebody might pay a lot of money for that, but not now, because it's, a little bit more lived in, shall we say.
Where's the best place to give them a good kicking, do you think?
Well, actually, Istiklal's better because it's more uneven, but the shop floor's got to suffice for now because, you know, I've got to watch that no one nicks off with anything, all this valuable cargo that's in here.
Val, what are you doing? It looks quite strenuous.
Yeah, I'm breaking them, like putting some cracks in them and stuff like that, because... yeah, that's better.
How many of those can you break per minute, do you think? It was quite strenuous.
Well, I was joking with Tower this morning. I said, you know, I've broken three in a minute, but if I could break four, I could have broken a record. Bubum.
What do you do with them when you've broken them?
Well, then you can stick them in piles of 10 and sell them for 5 lira.
Who's going to buy them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because people like to put them on stage and on television productions and stuff like that, because you wouldn't really know, would you? And other than that, people make... we have had, like, an ashtray manufacturer came in. And some other joker were using them for, like, tops of coffee cups and stuff. But I think they have to make, like, a recess part, which is quite difficult, and it's quite a costly thing. So it's not anything I want to get into.
Well, that was quite a long time in the blue shop. Let's go to the red shop. Kimberly, where's Brian?
Well, Graham, we've started divorce proceedings because he walked out on me because he didn't like me selling his record collection. So I'm on my own.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. What's your strategy?
Well, I'm just putting a wee tear in the covers, you know, because a lot of these have got picture covers and you've got to sort of make it look as though they've been dragged behind a lorry for, you know, some considerable moments. After that, I just start writing a shopping list on some of them for, you know, I sort of vary it a bit and have, like, cheese and eggs and Recca, mainly.
Ah, bigger and bigger. It's exciting stuff. Let's wait another 9 months and see who the winner is.
Oh, I'm afraid you're going to have to, find out who the winner is another time. Jenny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you along, and it's good that you've bought a 5 lira vinyl. Is there anything you want to say about the one that you've chosen?
I'm very excited to hear what Guitars Cadillacs is going to sound like.
Guitars Cadillacs. It's just a case of getting them together. Do you want to just describe the label for the listeners?
I've actually forgotten what it looks like.
It's a big red square on a black background.
Huh.
It looks quite psychedelic when it's going around, but I think I was talking to Archie earlier on. What would you describe it as, Archie? New country?
Yeah.
New country. Yeah. So, and it was, what,
$3.25? Something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, it's about the same, isn't it? So, anything else you want to say about it, Jenny?
Just let's hear it.
Let's do it. When you're ready.
Woo!
Hold down.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Wasted lives, painted scars, all that's left of me. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And it's guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Can I just have a big yee-haw from everybody, please?
Yee-haw!
Hold down. That was worth hanging on for. Yeah. I just want to do something. Can we just spin that backwards?
Yeah,
actually?
Of course, yeah.
That's it. That's keep going. Yeah. Hang on, a bit faster than that. Yeah.
You are listening to K-Road. No, Etric Radio, actually.
But there you are. What do you get when you play a country song backwards?
Rob Zombie's morning song.
No, you get your truck back and you get your wife.
Yeah, your job, your body, everything. Yeah. Well done, Dan. That was good skills. You can't put a joke past this man. But, well, that was good. And we've got, Cheatham, you're next up, but we're going to play a little bit of music while we just cue it up for you. Cheatham.
Hey there.
Oh, hey there. It's well, you're up, Cheatham, and we've got your choice on the turntable. And would you like to tell us a little bit about what drew you to this record?
Actually, I got it from my friend's vinyl cafe shop in Codico. I really liked the name. The sparrow thing was the word just catched me. I like the sparrows. To be honest, I can't remember the full name of the song. It was like Meet My Eyes on the Sparrow.
Keep your eye on the sparrow. I'm only saying that because I can read it from here. Well, I can't, but I just looked at it just now. But yeah, keep your eye on the sparrow. What was it you said it was called before we put it on? Don't Forget the Sparrow or something like that.
Yeah, like Look at the Sparrow.
Look at the Sparrow. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Exactly. Maybe that's why I just like, look at the Sparrow.
Look
that's
at
beautiful.
The Sparrow. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Sammy Davis Jr. was doing. I mean, he was a man who obviously knew a lot of sparrows. But, well, let's give it a twist.
Definitely.
When you're ready.
Yeah.
Woo!
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
No, no. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah.
get hurt.
Don't do it.
And don't run away till you hear what I say. No, no.
And then it goes like this.
Keep your bag on the
back. Well, it sounds like we're... I've got some music on there, but it sounds like it's gone. So do say something.
I'm ready to go.
Doe.
Yeah, hi Tim.
Yeah, we've got your choice next up.
Okay.
So do you want to say what drew you to this particular 45?
So I got it from a record shop in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
But I was very indecisive and there were a lot of options. Luckily, the owners of the store, Zainab,
uh-huh,
and her mother, Selma, very nice people, they helped me pick this one. Zainab thought that this was cool. She liked the cover and I liked it too, so I chose this one. And it's, I think, Mouth
and McNeil.
McNeil.
Yeah. That's and they're from Holland, I believe.
Yes, the record company is Philips, right?
It is, yeah. Well, you know your record companies do. That's something to be told. What I liked about this cover is the song is called Battering Ram,
uh-huh,
and the cover just looks like, because the bit that says Ram has got a rip in it, so it just says Battering, which is, it sounds like some, I don't know, kind of evil instruction to somebody.
Yeah.
But the pronunciation in this song, the sort of stress timing on the words "battering ram" is quite something. So I think you've made a wise choice, Doe.
Well, let's listen to it. Yeah.
I think let's spin it when you're ready.
La 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 la
Dan, you're on.
Hello.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your choice, Dan. Left you till last.
Yeah.
Yeah. No particular reason, but, you know. So you want to talk about it?
Yeah, well, before I went out to the record shop with the intention of buying the worst record.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a mini competition to see who can get the worst record.
The best slash,
Of the show.
Yeah.
So I came across this particular record. It's called Happy Station by Fun Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it was written by an 8-year-old child. So I'm fairly confident this is pretty terrible.
The graphics on the cover look quite cubist, Dan, really, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, considering the name of the record, I think it could have been a bit busier.
Yeah.
Maybe some balloons or something psychedelic, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anyone out there that remembers Fun Fun from those Fun Fun times, and what was the price of this? It was 10 lira, was it?
It was 10 lira, yeah.
I mean, so 10 lira got you 7 inches of happiness, that's all I can say. Anything else you want to say about Happy Station before we play it?
The consensus so far on what the worst record is, it was Denise's choice, the Bump Me Baby.
I thought that was awesome.
Just from the, yeah, like we said, best slash worst. Just because of the, you know, the lyrics in that. So we'll see if what the opinion is after this one.
Well, I think we'll have to have a show of hands after this. This being the final platter. But Archie, when you're ready, please. Bit of dead wax before it goes on. I always like that. Nice strategy. Good skills, Dan. We'll be right back. Damn, you certainly got value for money from this one. Which particular metro station do you think that was about?
The happiest one.
Yeah, which is the happiest metro station? Which would you say?
Shishan is nice.
Yeah, Shishan is pretty happy.
I thought it was about radio stations. Actually, radio.
Yeah, well, it could be a happy station. I mean, there's a lot going on. Obviously, you know, Archie was just talking about Iggy Pop and Bowie. You know, it could have been their happy station. Bit after the horse bolted. Anyway, this time we went around the houses, and I think we need to... We need to have some kind of elective process as to who had the lousiest 5 lira vinyl. So what noise do you want to make for the lousiest vinyl if you think it's lousy? Can we make a vinyl noise? Yeah, all right. Well, that's good.
Okay, right, we'll go with that. Let's do that.
All right, so we had Joe and Johnny Guitar. No.
It was all right.
No, that was great.
Denny's and Bump Me Baby. God, that's I thought that was awesome. Jan and Showbert and Black.
That was all right.
With the cheesy feet.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
Georgia
actually.
And some Italian gothic stuff.
No, we thought that was the best.
Archie and the what was it? The style.
Starcrafters.
Which version, the fast or the slow version?
Both. We can go for both, actually. I thought the grunge version was all right, but it was pretty cool. Then we had the soap opera. Jenny and the... What was Jenny's called?
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
Guitar Cadillac,
was it? Oh, yeah, Guitar Cadillac. It's just a case of getting them together. It's like having a song called Cat's Hammers, isn't it? Something like that. Cheatham and Keep Your Eye on the Sparrow. Doe, Mouth and McNeil, and Battering Ram.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, you got out there scot free. And then we've got Dan and Happy Station Fun in brackets. We didn't point this out. Club Mix. It does say on the back of that record, Scratching. Who's the Scratching by Archie? Yeah, Ben Yorgman or something. So if you're ever feeling depressed and you want to go and find somebody for scratching your records, go and find that Ben Yorgman. Right, well, it's been a pleasure and a privilege to have everybody on here. So I'll just go round, and if there's anybody you want to say hello to. Dan?
No, everyone I know is here.
All right. Dennis?
My family might be listening, so if they're listening, I want to say hi to them.
Hi, Dennis's family.
Hi.
Doe?
Yeah. Me neither. I mean, I don't. I guess everyone is here.
Everybody you know is here, man.
Yeah, kinda.
All right, we love you, Doe. Jan.
I want to say hi to Joe. He's across the studio, and he brought me some biscuits from England today.
Oh, that was good of him.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Better have bought me some as well. Jenny.
Hello, Tim.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. It's a long way between here and there, but there is a big sheet of glass between me and Jenny, so that's good. Cheatham.
Hello, world.
Anyone you want to say
hi,
hello
everyone.
To? Anyone specific?
No.
Ah, that's all right. And Joe, birthday boy.
Yeah, I said hello earlier, so I'll just say goodbye now.
All right. And Archie. He's just waving. All right. Well, I think in that case, thank you all very much for coming. I hope we can do this again sometime. I've enjoyed it immensely. There's been some real dire 45s this afternoon. I hope you will agree. And I think there's plenty more where that came from. Go and support your local Sahaf. Give them 20 lira for 7 inches of fun and all that. And you'll, I don't know, afternoon's pleasure and entertainment. Anyway, until next time, keep safe, keep well, and keep connected. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. It's like rainbow. Got to work out where we are on it.
It was like 10 minutes. But we spent an hour here.
Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.